I'm Jackie.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to The Witching Hour.
The Witching Hour is a little extension of Dumb Witch Club where we give you a witchy quickie.
What that is we take a big topic, break it down into bite-sized pieces, and we have a little sip of something to drink.
So, we have something very unique today.
I did a drum roll.
Very unique drum roll for it. So, this is called St. Regis Chardonnay. It is a de-alcoholized wine.
De-alcoholized.
Yeah. So.
I wasn't expecting that word.
It's non-alcoholic. No, okay. I have to also say, preface this with, if you're new here, but if you're not new here, we don't love Chardonnay.
No.
So I can't speak to, like, this is like my favorite type of wine in general to compare it to like a non-alcoholic version. But yeah. This is what we're doing. I mean, I think this is like, I sort of stumbled across this almost accidentally. And yeah. So we're just giving it a try. I mean, that's what we do. And it's a bit inclusive.
It smells like a Chardonnay.
Mm-hmm. This does not taste like a Chardonnay. Mm-mm. And I mean that in a bad way.
This is, I don't know, man.
It's pretty tart.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm trying to decide if I can tell that there's not alcohol in it or not.
Why do I feel like it tastes like beer, kind of?
It almost has like an effervescence to it.
It smells like and tastes a little fermented. It's like little kombucha-ish.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, I can see that. Which I'm like, oh dear, I'm allergic to yeast. Maybe I shouldn't be drinking this. I know there's a little bit of yeast in all wine, but like kombucha, oof, that's going to make
like
it
very
bad.
Yeasty, yeah.
So, okay, I don't know. I mean, ingredients, de-alcoholized Chardonnay wine, sugar, carbon dioxide. So it does have some bubbles in it.
Yeah.
60 calories, 2 servings per container. Regular wine doesn't do it like that.
No, that's strange. That nutrition label is like very interesting.
I know. Very interesting. There's a lot of added sugar in here. 14 grams added sugar?
Wow. Yeah.
That is wild. Also, regular wine doesn't have a nutrition fact label
like
this.
No, it doesn't.
It's because this is non-alcoholic. So, different. Anyways, I don't know. I mean, obviously, if you were really committed to not drinking alcohol and you wanted something like that seemed like you were participating more, like even with a bottle that's the same as other bottles or something, right. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely, I don't love it.
If you like kombucha, you'll probably like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does have that type of sensibility, which I don't hate. I just don't know if I like that either.
Yeah, I don't hate it. My initial sip was like, oh God, but I think it's just because it was so different. But I don't hate it, but I don't know if I would like want to drink this.
Yeah. But then again, like I could see somebody really enjoying it. It is different.
It is for someone. Like this is for someone, for sure.
All right. So what are we going to talk about on this witching hour?
Stars of the Stars.
Yes. Oh, I love Stars of the Stars.
I love Stars of the Stars, too.
I think it's a very cute concept. So Stars of the Stars is when one of us picks a celebrity.
Yeah.
Looks up whatever we can find out about, like, their birth chart information, whether it's Big Three or just the sun and the moon. And then the other one has to kind of guess or give feedback on what that is.
Yes.
Okay, so you picked.
I picked.
Who did you pick?
I picked Florence Pugh.
Oh, lovely.
I know. I just, you know, she's adorable.
She's adorable.
And I would say she's like a bit of an it girl at the moment.
I would say for a while, too.
Yeah, she has been for a while. I don't know if maybe that's like dropped off a little because I feel like there's a few that are kind of coming up that maybe are more right now. But I adore her.
I do, too. And not just because my oldest daughter looks like her.
She really does.
She really does.
She really does. And she kind of reminds me of her a little bit.
Totally, totally. But I love her energy. She's got a little quirkiness. She's got a little kind of like devil may care attitude about her, which I really love.
Yes.
And okay, so I'm thinking, I mean, that's bringing me in, gosh, a couple of different directions, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously my first go-to is like, that's some Aquarian energy.
Okay.
But I also feel like that could be like Sagittarius energy.
Uh-huh.
I also feel like she's obviously a very dedicated actor and yes. a very hard worker,
yes.
which always makes me think, okay, there's got to be some earth sign happening in there. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Spot on.
Give me a little bit of... give you a little bit of truth.
She will remind you of your daughter even more so because she is a Capricorn sun.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Which I think is very, like, once you know that, it's like, well, yes. I mean, her approach to her acting craft and,
yes.
you know, what a worker she is. I mean, she's earned all of her flowers.
Definitely.
I would say.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And I think... she has a very, like, her presence as an actor
yeah.
is very steadfast and yeah. strong and stable. You know, mm-hmm. she's not playing the, like, not that she couldn't, but mm-hmm. she's not playing the, like, kind of silly girl,
yeah.
let's say.
Yeah, she makes...
Even her portrayal of Amy in Little Women.
So good.
Who, you know, maybe if you don't know, but Amy... could be portrayed as like kind of a silly girl.
And has been often.
And is definitely not in the capable hands of Gerwig and Pugh.
So. Yeah, but best interpretation of Amy
100%.
I've ever seen. I stand that so hard. Yes,
okay, so
absolutely.
Capricorn Sun, what else?
You were spot on with the Aquarian energy. She is a Mercury in Aquarius and Venus in Aquarius.
Love this.
Yes. So that's, you know, that quirkiness in her communication
yes.
and sort of how it comes out. You were spot on with that.
Yes.
And then her, so we don't have an exact birth time, so we don't know her rising, but her moon is in Gemini.
Which also totally makes sense when people who are actors have Gemini placements.
Oh, yeah.
And others, all of these make sense, but it's like this just kind of need to communicate.
Yes.
This need to kind of adapt and be part of things.
Absolutely.
And bring energy to situations or their career or mm-hmm. whatever.
And
so.
Like be really good at perspective taking and
totally.
You know, adapting these different characters and things like that. So.
Ooh, I love this.
I know.
Ooh, I love her
so
even
cute.
More now. She's
I know.
So cute.
I do too. When I was looking it up and I kept like seeing her, I was like, she's just adorable.
Totally. And I will say it's most common with these stars of the stars that we aren't able to get like a rising sign because,
yeah.
you know, whatever, people aren't like publishing their birth times,
sure.
which is fine. I mean, that's totally fine. But dang. Wish we could get that.
I know.
Anyways.
I know.
Yay. Yay for Florence Pugh.
Yay for Florence Pugh. We love you.
Good job, stars of the stars.
Stars of the stars.
Okay, well, cheers again, but I don't know if I'm going to take another sip of this.
Yeah, I don't either. Mm-hmm. Cheers.